Okay, another edition of Motor Show for this week. Our guest today is Jordan Booker from Bill Base Honda. Jordan, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad. Yeah, we're all going pretty steady, but good.
At the moment, you're not doing much riding. What's the problem?
Yeah, sort of been off the bike for about a week now and should have been off for a bit longer, really. Just been struggling with a sickness now for almost a month, and it's just sort of got worse and worse as it's gone on. So been getting loads of blood tests done and just still waiting for results to come back. Hopefully be with me within the next couple of days. And, you know, hopefully it'd be the all clear and I can get back going again. But yeah, just being told just to sort of rest it out at the moment, just in case it's something quite serious. Don't want to make things worse, really.
So is it looking like glandular fever, or is it Epstein-Barr, or just tired?
Well, it's been tough, really, because I went to just the local noddy doctors, and they sort of said, well, you've got every symptom of Epstein-Barr and could potentially turn into glandular fever.
Yeah.
And then their blood tests come back, and they said, oh, no, you're all clear. Just go and lie in bed for a week and see how it goes. Yeah. And I'm, well, obviously, us racers don't have the time just to lay around hoping for the best. So I've been to a specialist pathology place in Guildford this week to get my blood test done, and just waiting to see another specialist doctor in London within the next couple of days, and hopefully he'll be able to put us on the right track with, you know, if it is something serious and I need to take a bit of rest, then that's something we have to deal with. But hopefully it'll be not too serious and something that we can work on and just get back into the swing of things and get back to the races.
So what's the symptoms then? Are you just tired, you can't eat, you're throwing up? How's it work?
A bit of everything, really. It almost goes around in a bit of a cycle. Like, I'm generally always tired. I've been getting about, well, I'm normal day life, I'm up at 7 in the morning every day, you know, not a problem. But yeah, I've been sort of waking up at 10, and then I'll be up for a couple of hours and I've got to go back to sleep. Like, sort of just sleeping probably about 16 to 18 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, I've never done in my life, but it's just, I guess if your body's telling you to sleep, the best thing you can do sometimes is sleep. So, but yeah, other things just, been sort of, it feels like every injury that I've ever acquired in my life is sort of just coming back to haunt me. It's just everything's really achy and, yeah, a little bit of sickness, but not too bad. And just the headaches, everything, little bits of everything, really. It's just been a bit of a circus ride, really, going up. It's just been a bit of a yo-yo.
So how did you notice it from the start then? Did you just sort of, obviously, because you started off okay at the beginning of the year, you were, you know, flying, and then all of a sudden your results become a little bit hit and miss. Did you notice it then, and did you think it was something else? Or?
To be honest, yeah, we had a good start of the year. I prepared well and stuff like that, and come out swinging, really. And to be honest, after that, the sort of bad results, I can't blame on anything, really. Just myself, we changed a couple things up on the bike also, which after the first couple rounds, which I've been struggling to get out the start. So you'll notice that if you went through all the, like, sort of lap chart sheets yeah, at the British, I've been coming from sort of 25th most races, trying to work myself up into the top eight, and it's not easy. It's mentally and physically really tough. But yeah, it sort of started getting sick back just before the Belgian Grand Prix. I noticed it. I sort of got a bit of a cold, and it sort of stayed with me for a couple of weeks. And then I'd say about 2 weeks ago now, just after Desert Martin, it sort of really kicked off and started to really affect me, and really started running me down a bit.
Yeah, can I imagine it does. So basically then there's no gym, no bike, just literally resting up.
No, it is absolute hell as well. Just watching. I know I was lucky over the weekend, really. I didn't go to Canada Heights, but for me it was perfect with it being cancelled. That kind of put a smile back on my face. But just the thought, knowing that everyone else is out riding and training and just stuff like that, is, yeah, it's really taxing on the brain and it's really mentally tough. But I guess sometimes the best thing you can do is just rest. If you have to rest, I guess you have to rest. And yeah, hopefully as soon as I get the all clear and I can get back to training, you know, I can just put my head down again, put in some real tough work, and hopefully not lost any ground.
But obviously, apart from the Red Bull Championship that was just last Sunday that got cancelled, you've got a nice break though, haven't you, now until the British? So it's a good time to sort of, and it's no, not never a good time to get an illness, but if you're going to get something, get it now.
Yeah, I've definitely not picked, but it's definitely fell at the right time, I think. So, yeah. I mean, we got a Red Bull at Dunn's in a couple of weeks, but, you know, if it's too bad for that, it's not the end of the world, but I need to make sure I'm back fighting strong for that British. You know, that's what it's all about for me this year, is trying to sort of finish top eight in the British this year. And, you know, it's been going that way. It's been going pretty good. It's been a bit up and down, but it's been going good. So for it to end just from a little illness or something now would just be, you know, be a nightmare.
Do you think you need a bit more consistency on your race event days? Because obviously you have Definitely. A really good race, and then you have sort of a mediocre race, which knocks your points down a bit.
Definitely, but no excuses, but a lot of that has been from my poor starts and stuff, and we've sort of looked back to the beginning of the year and tried figuring out why we were getting such good starts a couple of rounds and then not, and we've moved the bike back to that, and hopefully, we've done a bit of testing a couple of weeks ago, and hopefully, you know, I can get back to being out in the top five at least out of the gate, out around the first turn, and I proved it at Fat Cats. If I can get out in the top five, I can stay there. So, but it's tough for anyone, even the top guys, even Elliot and Mel. You know, if they're coming from 25th, even to push into the top tens at certain tracks can be really tough. So, you know, hopefully get back out the gate and get a bit more consistency and start building some points up again.
So what about 2013 then? Obviously it's mid-season, talk of a lot of riders moving
in. Yeah,
and
silly season's just starting now, isn't it? So yeah. Nothing really in the talks yet.
You want to stay with Build Base?
Yeah, it'd be nice. I think I've sort of changed around the last couple of years, and it's something like I guess it would be nice to stay in the same place for 2 years in a row. It'd be a bit of a head start instead of just building up from scratch again, but just got to keep my eyes open, really, and just whatever seems the best opportunity at the time, I'll go with. To be honest, I haven't really talked to anyone yet, so hopefully get back out and let my results do some talking again and see where that takes us.
And what about next year events? Do you think you would be, as a young rider at the moment coming through, you need European Championships rather than GPs?
I honestly think that is maybe the one mistake we made this year. Maybe we should have just gone with the Europeans, but just purely because we went with the GPs just because we thought we were going to get an entry for them all, but it's proved to be a lot tougher to try and get in. You know, the couple rounds that we have done, we literally didn't find out until Thursday before the race. So it's not ideally what you want heading into a race. You need to be mentally prepared for a couple of weeks before, I think. So, maybe next year we'll have to maybe look at doing something with the Europeans, just like Mel has this year. You know, he's.
I think it's a really. I think all you guys, all your sort of your age group, should be doing it rather than concentrating on GPs at the moment. Get your speed up. Get your confidence. Get used to the tracks, get used to the travel. I know you've travelled, you know, with the GPs in the past, but I mean, I think it's a better way to, rather than going, I want to do a GP.
Definitely. And I mean, I guess you can use Mel Pocock as a perfect example. I mean, the results he's been getting in the MX2 and GPs this year has just been fantastic. You know, being in the top 10 and top 8 sometimes is great. But I still think his standout sort of ride this year was winning two races in France in the Europeans. So
yeah, definitely, yeah.
I definitely think you're better off doing a little bit better there than just being another guy in the MX2 sometimes. But obviously, ideally, the ideal goal is to be at the front in the MX2. That's what everyone's out there to try and do, but it's getting the steps in the right place and moving forwards in the right place to get there. That's the tough bit.
All right, well, we'll let you go anyway. What have you got? So if you're not training, you're not spending any day in Nando's, for goodness sake.
No, I tell you, I seriously think every movie that has been released to DVD in the last 3 months, I've watched a few times through within the last week.
Oh, dear. Well, we've got some...
Couch racing, as Chad Reed says.
Have you put on any weight or not?
No, do you know what? I've lost about 4 kilograms.
Is that because you're not training and stuff?
Struggling to eat as well, but training. Okay. And if I'm not training and riding every day, I don't have an appetite at all, really, so.
Right, excellent. Well, no Nando's then. Stay away from there. That's no good for you, mate.
No, McDonald's only.
Right, I'll let you go, and hopefully we'll see you back for Duns. If not, it'll be Hawkstone.
All right, good to speak to you. Hopefully see you there.
Excellent. Thanks, Jordan.
Cheers.
Bye.